USA Radio News with Wendy King.
The legal team for the intelligence official behind the original complaint about President Trump is now representing a second whistleblower. One of the attorneys say that multiple whistleblowers have come forward. But Republican Congressman Chris Stewart of Utah tells Fox News Sunday that the president's dealings with Ukraine were legit.
When you read the transcript of what the president says, he's very clear. The reason he's withholding aid is because he wants to pressure the Europeans, particularly Ms. Merkel in Germany, that they have been dragging their feet for months on this. And by the way, we heard as early as late spring that they were probably going to withhold this aid. We've been hearing, those of us who work in national security, that they were going to do that to pressure the Europeans.
The lawyers say the second whistleblower, who also works in intelligence, hasn't filed a complaint with the Inspector General, but does have first-hand knowledge that supported the original complaint. This is USA Radio News.
Do you have an idea for an invention or new product? Do you think companies would be interested in your idea? Do you want to try to get a patent? Then call InventHelp now. InventHelp keeps your idea confidential and explains every step of the invention process. We create professional materials representing your idea and submit it to companies who are looking for new ideas. We have more than 9,000 companies who have agreed to review ideas in confidence. If a company shows interest in manufacturing your invention, we can negotiate on your behalf. We have helped over 10,000 clients receive patents. We also offer services including 3D modeling and animation demonstrating your idea, prototyping services, and we use state-of-the-art technology to show InventHelp client ideas to additional companies. Join the thousands of people just like you who chose InventHelp to pursue their idea. We are experienced. We are working for you. We are InventHelp.
Call us for free information at 1-800-460-1663. That's 1-800-460-1663. Again, 1-800-460-1663.
A second whistleblower is now coming forward in the Ukraine scandal involving President Trump and a phone call he made in July to the Ukrainian president. A Washington law firm claims it's representing multiple whistleblowers in that case. Meanwhile, Vice President and former Indiana Governor Mike Pence is being criticized by a former GOP member of Congress, as former Florida Congressman David Jolly believes Pence is complicit in impeachable behavior with President Trump.
In moments of consequence, he disappears. In moments of scandal, he suggests he knows nothing about it.
So Jolly says the House should be opening an impeachment inquiry into Pence, his press secretary dismissing the request, saying it's just another attempt from do-nothing Democrats to advance a partisan impeachment effort. The NYPD continuing to patrol synagogues this holiday season, but Jewish leaders say they need more cops out near houses of worship. And this is USA Radio News.
Friends, the radio listener special is still going on at MyPillow.com. Buy one, get one MyPillow premium pillows. Savings on Giza Dreams bed sheets, mattress toppers, go anywhere MyPillows. And, of course, body pillows. If you're a side sleeper, you need that. If you've got a dog you love, they have great dog beds. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener special, use my promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175, or go to MyPillow.com, promo code USA.
Police have arrested one of two suspects in a weekend bar shooting in Kansas City, Kansas, that left four people dead and five others wounded. 23-year-old Javier Alatorre was taken into custody yesterday afternoon just across state lines in Kansas City, Missouri. The second suspect, 29-year-old Hugo Villanueva Morales, still at large. This woman had been playing pool in the bar, but says she got out before the shooting began.
Something told me I need to go home, so I just got lucky.
Told you earlier in the news, the Supreme Court starts a new term today. Meanwhile, a federal appeals court in New Orleans will be hearing arguments today on a Mississippi abortion law, a law that bans most abortions after 15 weeks of pregnancy. U.S. District Judge Carlton Reeves had struck down the law last November, ruling it violates women's constitutional rights. Jay Gruden is out as head coach of the Washington Redskins. Just getting reports from ESPN that Gruden has been fired one day after the team's 33-7 loss to New England's Patriots. It was the team's fifth straight loss of the season without a win. And the Beatles' Abbey Road again moving up the charts after 50 years, back in the top 10 on the Billboard 200 for the first time since 1970. It made it to number 3 after it was reissued on September 27th to commemorate its 50th anniversary. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.